Oh, there it is. Pearl Jam and Daughter. Thank you to the Song Whisperer.
Disappointed in the Song Whisperer. I just felt...
I mean, it's a great song. It is
he's
a great
better
song,
than that.
Pearl Jam, but, you
he
know,
just brought the mood down.
Kind of did a little bit. We need things to sort of pep back up again.
Well,
hang on.
Hello. Yes, today, Scott enters the studio and takes a seat. How are you?
Well, I'm very, very well. Thank you.
Great to
Thank
see
Thank
you,
everyone.
Great to have you back in the studio.
It's been a long time, Mick, since I've seen you in the flesh.
Well, I've had a comb over since then.
I know. I didn't know you'd had a comb
well,
over.
I was really looking forward to your reaction, because I thought you would have found it kind of hot, you know, in that kind of
well, I didn't know you had it.
Male pattern baldness way that somehow.
Well, you know, I would have, when you showed me the photo, interesting that you would show me the photo of your comb over, because it is repulsive, but good on you.
Well, I had a crack.
You had a crack.
I'm not going to die wondering.
Exactly.
That's the future. I've had a good look at the future.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
and it's not with me, I'll tell you that. I don't even know why that is funny. It's
no,
not.
It is. It
it's
is.
Sad.
You
for
can
us
do
both.
A lot better. You have done. You
thank you.
Happily married with your partner. Johnny's been vaccinated. Have you
John's
been
vaccinated.
Have you been vaccinated?
Because of his place of work, he had to. No, I haven't. I'm a bit slack. I'm going to,
right.
though.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to.
Clock's ticking.
Absolutely. I know it is in many ways.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes.
I've got to ask you this. We were talking about the guy, COVID-19 guy.
Oh,
he's
the
been
barbecue, Mr.
Barbecue. He's been contact traced. Barbecue butcher. What would pop up if you were contact traced and we went back through where you've been in the last few days? Is there anything there that you might feel uneasy about?
Well, interestingly, there is, because usually I don't go anywhere much.
Okay.
But we've just had our bathroom, you know, renovated. And for some reason, that made me obsessed about getting new sheets. Nothing to do with the bathroom. obsessed about, because we've got quite a high mattress, so they had to have the 50-centimetre drop, Mick. A normal sheet has a 40-centimetre. Well, I had to find 50-centimetre drop, right? So I went, am I allowed to say brands?
Yes,
oh, you're confused with my ABC career.
No, this is
which
commercial
doesn't
radio.
Go for it.
Anyway, so I went into David Jones. I thought, well, I'm in the city. To be honest, I went to go to Bed Bath & Table in Melbourne because I love Bed Bath & Table.
Sure.
That
but
would
it's,
be
gone.
Embarrassing on you.
It's gone.
Oh,
the store
it?
Is gone in the city of Melbourne. I thought, well, I'll just go into David Jones.
Right.
Now, I was happy to go to the cheap part of David Jones linen wear.
Yes.
But
Manchester, isn't it?
Manchester. Yeah. Thank you. Did I? Linen wear. Well, you know, that's what you wear as a shirt.
David Jones but Manchester. That's
David
good.
David Jones Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. But then off I went. I looked for the 50 centimetre drop. I looked for the correct shade of bone.
Right. And, quite specific what you're looking for.
Yes. And I ended up in the most expensive Parisian sheet section with a charming young man who sold me a lot of linen, Parisian linen. No, I came back mortified. I lost sleep all night.
Impulse buy, was it? Or
impulse,
were you trying to impress
impulse.
The young man? Did
no,
you
just
take
an
it for
impulse
a test ride?
Buy. I thought, good God, I'm 66. Why not have a Parisian sheet set?
It's my turn.
To go with the new bathroom.
Satin?
It's not even.
What's the thread count?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what John said to me. It's a 300 thread count, which I believe is pretty bad.
Oh, and
I don't know.
Casting aspersions, but with a rubber underlay, is it all with the? I'm just suggesting that.
What are you suggesting? What
John's,
are you suggesting?
John's a little older.
Yes, prostate.
He's
John's
prostate may not be.
Yes, of course we have the rubber underlay.
Egyptian sheets? Could... Why are Egyptian sheets good? Well, when did they become
Why
the,
are you
when
asking
did they become
me?
The big swinging dicks of sheets? Oh, sorry, Egyptian. Oh, well, good on you. And when did they become the...
Good point.
What did you say they were? The swinging...
The big
what?
Swinging dicks of sheets.
Good grief. I thought that's what you said. I didn't want to repeat it, but now you have.
So you've got your sheets and you've got your bathroom. Why are you renovating your bathroom, by the way?
Well, because
you're putting in a rail to hold onto in the shower.
Well, no, we're not. We are. There's the space for it. Don't you? Oh, Mr. Comb-over, you can't talk. Mr. Comb-over, you're getting a rail. Of course we're getting a rail.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, I've told you this story, I think. For 36 years we've lived in our house. For 36 years I've had to climb in and out of the clawfoot bath to have a shower.
Yeah.
Now, Mick, I was reaching a stage where I thought, I don't want to die of COVID, nor do I want to die of climbing in and out of my clawfoot bath.
No.
So we had to get a walk-in shower. That's why we got it.
And it wouldn't be fair on first responders to see you lying around in a clawfoot bath.
Well, it'd be... I'm saying it could be a highlight of their life.
It could be.
But what I wanted to get to, yes, Mick, please. Could I possibly get to a point, is that so the builders we had, and I'm going to give it Andy Martin in charge of the build at
good
our place. God, he's good. Easy. He's great.
Good.
And they love you, Mick.
Oh,
why triple M blaring? See, I never listened before.
Well done, Andy. No,
you didn't
Andy
hear
and the
what
tradies.
I said. We're both talking at the same time, so you didn't hear me insult you, which is good.
Well, what did you say?
So I said I got to listen here, triple M. Because we had builders at the house. Anyway,
otherwise,
see what I did then?
You did it.
All right, I'll never be back. But so the thing is, one of the tradies,
yes,
won't say his name, he told me they did the lighting for your renovation.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And I got a little bit of dirt on you,
no.
Mr. Malloy.
What did
yes,
they say?
I did.
Do you want to hear it now or after the break? Do you want
to? Well, I can do it quickly. There's
a
couple.
Yeah.
I'll do point number one.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
That you were doing breakfast radio at the time, and you would come home from breakfast radio, and you would go to sleep fine on the couch. On the couch in the room where they were working. They worked around you while you just, I thought, well, there's a man who loves himself. There's a man who's comfortable in his own skin.
I'm a simple man.
Couldn't care less that there's tradesmen hither
just
and thither.
On the couch.
Just passed out on the couch.
Well,
good work, Mick.
My couch has its own shroud of Turin style. A little outline. Hold that thought. I bet you there's more trading talk
there
in just a moment.
There's very much more.
We'll be back with more Denise Scott after this.
It's Malloy. Got a crime report coming up soon as well. It is Malloy. Denise Scott in studio on Triple M.
Big hello. Shout out to your Sparkies. I think I remember Tim and...
They were excellent. Andy Martin is in charge of the building.
Yeah, they couldn't master my... I said, what do you want, Mick? I said, some of that clap-on technology. I wouldn't do it. Because that's the laziest of all, isn't it?
Oh, well, why don't...
Couch. Lights off.
Yeah, you. Well, they loved working with you, and I have to say, they told me with glee how much you made them laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
They looked at me with disappointment, I could tell because I just hide. I'm very scared of tradespeople. I am. I'm really intimidated.
Okay.
So we moved out, and then when we moved back, and they were still there, I'd just hide in my bedroom. I wouldn't come out. Wouldn't come out for anything or anyone. I'll use the public toilet. Across the street or down the street. But I didn't want to go in front of tradesmen saying, excuse me while I go to the toilet. No, I was too frightened.
They wouldn't bother. They'd be in there with the form guy.
That's right.
And speaking of that, Big Shawnee the Tyler. Oh, man. I've got to give a shout out to Big Shawnee.
Yeah, Shawnee, good
he's
job.
Beautiful, Tyler.
Is
beautiful.
He? Yeah,
oh, my word. But he's so, tall, not broad like a. And one day, because they were putting in the new toilet, and he said, Denise, do you want to check out, how it is? And so he just picked it up. He just picked up the new toilet, which was out in the living room, one-handed, Mick, carried it into the toilet, sat it down, have a seat, Denise, and just not literally,
here's
do
some
a poo in the
material.
News.
Make yourself comfortable.
Very, very, very happy with that.
Glad.
And I just have, Grant, the floor polisher, good grief, there's an artist. He's an artist. He was so obsessed with sanding our floor.
Yes.
He'd stay till 9 o'clock at night, and we'd go back to the house, have a look in the back window, because we weren't allowed in our own house, of course, in case we mugged it up. And he'd be going, these are the best floorboards I've ever seen. But it could have been the polish, that they used to the fumes.
He was good.
He was good.
He got all the chalk outlines out off my floor, which I thought were great.
And also, just quickly, if I got into them.
Yes,
anyway,
please,
I've got to apologise to the young man. I don't think he was more than 22.
What have you done?
Oh, well, as I said, I hid in my room. And I just didn't bother, I got dressed, but not by 7:30 in the morning. And there's this young man knocks on the front door And I think, well, it's one of the tradies. They all know to go around the back.
Yeah, sure.
So I thought, well, I'll just stay in bed. Mm. You know, just had a pair of underpants, a T-shirt on. All right. Anyway, look out, Mr. Comb-over. And anyway, and then he goes around. So he goes around the back. I think, okay, that's done. But there's no one out the back. I don't know where all the tradies are.
Right.
And I hear him coming down the hallway, and I'm thinking, no. And I've quickly got up, and I'm trying to pull on some trousers. No. He's going in. Oh, anyone here? And in he came into the bedroom, and there's me. Oh. I haven't managed to pull on my trousers. Well, the look on his face.
He's got one leg on or something. He looked like he's trying to make a quick getaway.
Well, the look on that poor guy's face. And he just literally reversed out. I saw that look go back down all the way, so I have to apologise to him. But beautiful job.
Right.
In fact, the bathroom is so schmick, I couldn't use it. Didn't have a shower for 5 days. I didn't feel as though I belonged.
But the core bathroom shower arrangement is gone?
It's gone. Oh, we had to compromise. I said to John, you can't have a bath and a shower.
Where did you go while they were doing this? I heard a rumor you were staying in an Airbnb.
Oh, we went to different Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's good ones. But can I read you a letter that was left in the communal laundry just to finish with?
Please.
So this is what greeted me when I went to use the communal laundry at the Airbnb. A note. Spelling not great, but who cares? But ladies, there is a knickers thief in the building. To the thief, spelt incorrectly, but you know. To the thief, I didn't really want the worn, in brackets, by you, brown stained pair returned, you gross cow. So there I am, dry retching in the communal laundry of our Airbnb, thinking, take my knickers, have them. I don't care who you are. They're hopeless.
That should be the title of your autobiography. Take my knickers, please. By Denise Scott. Man. It's always a pleasure to have you on. A fascinating insight into your life. Love to John. And I'm sorry the comb-over's gone. Yeah. I'll do it again for you.
If you wouldn't mind. Or you can just give me that photo.
I will.
Well, text it. You know, whatever you do these days.
Be kind with it.
Yeah. Denise Scott. It's Malloy. And this is Triple M.